You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Right now, though, we're talking about something else very cool that is happening tomorrow in Tamaki Makaurau. And we've got Danoon Ahmed in the studio. Morena Danoon, how are you?
I'm good, Morena.
Some listeners with keen ears might recognise your voice from the BFM news team, but you're wearing a different hat today. You're here in your capacity as part of the crew from For the People, who organised the second Black Lives Matter movement rally in Tamaki Makaurau. First of all, congratulations. That was an amazing rally.
Thank you, thank you.
And second of all, this looks like an awesome festival that is happening tomorrow in Aotea Square, the Empowerment Festival. What can you tell us about it, Danoon?
Well, the Empowerment Festival is to recognise the fact that the past couple of months have been quite traumatic for BIPOC people, specifically Black people. And we want to have a bit of a joyous occasion to celebrate our cultures and what we have to bring to offer in Aotearoa in a more positive light, and also recognising the fact that sometimes spaces where we can do this aren't available, so we've taken a bit of the initiative to create these spaces for ourselves.
Awesome. That sounds like a really cool thing. And what kind of stuff can people come down and see? Is there going to be music? What's happening?
We've got a lot of things. So yeah, music is definitely one of them. So we've got some pretty well-known Auckland DJs like Pom, Soraya, All Bears. Obviously, we're trying to keep things centered around BIPOC culture. So there will be food and there will be arts, so mainly featuring artists from, you know, the Black community, Māori community, Pacifica community, and also information stalls relevant to, I guess, BIPOC people. So, for example, we've even got an information stall from Amasi Research Centre about Tangata Whenua. We've got things relating to migrant peoples. So many different things that will be very useful, and also for people who are actually part of BIPOC culture will be kind of enriching and enlightening for them.
Awesome. It sounds like a really cool thing. And I think what is so awesome about the group that you're part of, For the People, is how many like young people seem to be involved in the organising of it. Can you tell us a little bit about For the People, how you came to be, and who are you as well?
So we're a collective of Tian Rangatahi trying to tackle racism in New Zealand and also empower people of colour. We all sort of indirectly knew of each other, and we kind of organically formed together due to the second Black Lives Matter Solidarity March. We all had like pretty interesting skills to bring to the table, and we recognized the fact that collectively we worked really well. We created a really empowering and prominent event in Auckland, and that we could use this mahi and mana that we had together to continue to tackle this issue within New Zealand. So that's basically how we got together. It was fairly organic, yeah.
That's awesome. It's kind of great when that sort of naturally happens and you look around and you say, oh, hang on, we're all here and we know how we can help each other out. And I was really struck by the fact that, you know, as you were saying, this has been a truly traumatic time, and, you know, it still is. Like, we're not seeing so much of it in the news at the moment, but there are still huge protests going on in the States. We're still seeing huge violences on the daily as well. And so having the space where people can come together and kind of celebrate, as well as, I guess, share a bit of, like, kōrero with each other as well, is probably going to be a really important thing. How have you guys found the response to the rally since you held it about a month ago now? How have you found people have responded to what you guys have been putting out there?
Well, I mean, people, I think, responded incredibly well for the rally. Like, if we're just talking about the way it functioned, we received great feedback on the way that it was organised fairly well and things went fairly coherently, and it was a peaceful rally and a peaceful march. In terms of our cause, I've actually had people who recognise me speaking come up to me, specifically Pākehā people, who say that I managed to, I guess, convey things in a way that they could understand, and that really made them think about things in a different kind of perspective. So that's incredibly great, and that's central to the message. I guess, like, it is for us and by us, but we still want to communicate to Pākehā people, because this is the primary obstacle to get our message through. So when that's happening, then yeah, it's a really good sign. And yeah, so I think the reception has been amazing, and that it's good because we've used that reception to fuel future projects. For example, yeah. this project, yes, it's taken some time to organize and we've been putting a lot of really hard work into it, but people have, like, as soon as we say yes, we organize the second march, people have recognized that that project and seen the good outcome, and they're more willing to work with us and be receptive to that. Yes,
that's really cool. It's kind of what you were just saying before. I'm going to butcher this quote because I'm just doing it from memory, but it's that thing that people are talking about, like, you know, we're not going to really be able to tackle racism until white people, Pākehā people, start understanding it's a white person's problem. It's not, you know, something to just be in solidarity against. You actually have to actively work within yourself and within your own communities if you are Pākehā to dismantle it. And that is, you know, as you just said, Danu, the biggest hill to climb, maybe.
Yes. It's a big hill, but also it's really beautiful because we're bringing things back to an organic state and more in line with the Te Tiriti. Like, we have to remember racism isn't native to this whenua. Tangata whenua, it's a very alien concept. Pākehā people weren't welcomed onto this land on the basis of racism. It was very much a basis of humanism. So I think this mahi that we're doing is important on many intersectional levels.
I think it's going to be a really awesome thing tomorrow, happening from 2 p.m. down in Aotea Square. It's Tangata Unite Empowerment Festival, put together by For the People, one of which is Danoon. Thank you so much for organising and coming in to have a chat to us, Danoon. And if people want to head down and see some awesome music, read some great information, see some really cool speakers, I think there's also going to be some spoken word and comedy as well.
Yeah, there's definitely also, if you're into the praxis and the theory about it, we're also going to be having speakers from prominent African-American academics that have been pre-recorded and will be played near the end.
Awesome.
So it'll be, yeah, really just
a cool afternoon.
Covering everything, yeah.
Covering all the bases. We're
all the bases.
Pleased to hear it. Well, Il Baz is one of the people who is DJing. We're going to play an Il Baz track now. This is Il Baz, Razor Beezer and Mellow Downs with Outcheer featuring Dirty. Thank you so much, Danoon, for coming in.
Ka kite.
Yeah, I do this for the leisure. So make sure I blow the speakers. I've been out here with my Mona Lisa blowing trees up. They remember when they see us, they just got amnesia. We hit the function, throw the rice around like Condoleezza. I ain't no killer, but I ride like I'm my brother's keeper. It's for my mama Sita. This is NZ's best bread. Bet on the rest, and I bet you in less bread. This flow butter like my best spread. Fuck up the hotel like we Led Zepp. This the best kept secret. They sweat their technique, you should peep it. It's just how it be inside the city that we be in. I'm finessing still. I do it now or else I never will. They thought I would've peaked, but now they say I'm getting better still. I'm just lamping with the crew out here. And I don't really think we know you round here, yeah.
We don't know you round here. Well, I'm just with the whole crew out here. Never ever been afraid to do what I want, do what I want. Please, can I get a fuck, yeah, yeah. Just with the whole crew out here. Never ever been afraid to do what I want, do what I want. Please, can I get a fuck yeah?
Fuck yeah, yeah. Boy, I used to go to town at the Sox with the pill stash. Now I'm on the list, shout the Il Baz, Henny on the rocks. Rock the bed, baby, make it pop. Then cop the eggs, Benny, for your thigh. Pop the verb bottle, keep it glossy. Pinky out the flute set, pulling on the parsley. Talking about the cross, G. I'm still nasty with the shot. Keep your eyes glossy if you want, G. It's up to you. The best made bad, I might fuck her too. Turn to a man, who the fuck are you? It's anything to make her lie down, she gullible. Never say the magic free words, only colorful. Lullabies, lay the tongue down, cut the thighs. Summer eyes, bright red when I duck the swine. That's why I'm on who always late on my moldy time. Never running out the gate, play the goalie fine.
We don't know you around here. Well, I'm just with the whole crew out here. Never ever been afraid to do what I want, do what I want. Please, can I get a fuck, yeah? Yeah, we don't know you around here. Well, I'm just with the whole crew out here. Never ever been afraid to do what I want, do what I want. Please, can I get a fuck? Yeah, yeah. This
is for the OGs and bros on that OE. This is for them hoes who used to say they didn't know me. Now all they want is mellow at the show when I rap offbeat. Your WCW just wants to kiss my soft feet. I shine like a softy, just a cocky tall poppy. Some people call me mellow, but the woman call me Bronny. I'm that 6'1", flick of the tongue, make your lips come like the Zippo. Listen and zip, so one teller sip some. Used to have the glad bag stashed in my spare tire, hotter than a pair of pliers. Yeah, damn, I'm everywhere. Name the hottest DJ popping out the AK. Palestine's finest, ill bads all fucking day. Eating pepperoni pizza, getting a stony to the bonus. She like summoning in my boner, like as soon as I get home. Now I'm getting cosigned, fresh threads on the clothesline. Dirty mellow bees are biting mine, struck a gold mine.
We don't know you around here. Well, I'm just with the whole crew out here. Never ever been afraid to do what I want, do what I want. Please, can I get a fuck? Yeah, yeah. We don't know you around here. Well, I'm just with the whole crew out here. Never ever been afraid to do what I want, do what I want. Please, can I get a fuck? Yeah, yeah.
That was Ill Baz, Razor Beezer, and Mellow Downs with Outchair featuring Dirty. Thank you so much to Dunoon for coming and having a chat to us this morning about the awesome Tangata Unite Empowerment Festival that's happening down in Aotea Square tomorrow at 2 p.m. See you guys there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.